The name of this Bible study is The Path to Fulfillment in Your Prayer Life. And what that means is that if you want to have answered prayer in power in your life, I have been trying through this series of four to get through to you some basic facts. Okay? Number one, of course, is that you must learn to love God with all your heart, body, soul, mind, and strength. Right? Number two is that you must dedicate your life to Him. If indeed you love Him, you must serve Him. Alright? Number one, love. Right? Number two, serve. The reason why I don't want to go into big detail on these is because I cover it in other Bible studies. But serve means He tells you what to do and you do it. No discussion, period. Forget it. Yes, sir. Get it? And I was telling somebody today, and I'm going to tell you, if you're not going to be obedient to your authority that you can look at, you're not going to be obedient to God when He tells you to do something. Because it's a habit, right? So you got to get that habit, all right? So the next thing I want to talk about is three, which is found in Matthew 6:33. Right? Matthew 6:33. Seek first Him. Him. And His righteousness. Now, a lot of people want to talk. I want to talk about this for a minute. What is righteousness? Righteousness is you in Christ. Christ in you. You are the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ, His Son. You must become in Christ. It says, seek you first the kingdom of God, the things of God, and His righteousness, which is right relationship with His Son, Jesus. And all these things, just the common things of man, will automatically be added to you. Right? I'm going to tell you, if you will seek God and His righteousness, and you put Him number one in your life, then the things that most people in the world are out there looking for, you're going to have. He's just going to give them to you. Because He's a good God. Amen? So, you'll ask for those things, and He'll just give them to you because He loves you, and He's a good dad, and He has a knowledge of what you need. Amen? Okay, the next verse I want to go to is John 14:11. You got to get to a place in your life where you quit listening to your stinking thinking, and you listen to what the Word of God says, and you be obedient to it. Amen? It says in 14, starting in verse 11. Believe me that I am the Father and the Father in me. I am in the Father and the Father in me. They are one. Or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. How many people have felt the Holy Spirit in their life? How many people have learned to fall in love with Jesus? That is a miracle. So you know it is true. That He is real. So believe Him and the Father and the Holy Spirit are all one. Believe it. Quit fighting it. Just believe it. Amen? And it says, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. What does that mean? If you really believe, then you serve Him. Amen? Are you getting this? If you really believe in Him, if He's not just like some icon on a wall or something, then you do the same things that He used to do. What is that? You're a witness to the lost. Amen? You lay hands on the sick and you pray the prayer of belief. Amen? You talk to Him daily. You pray to Him. You seek Him with your everything. If you believe in Him, He becomes a major part of your life. The biggest part of your life, and you walk with Him every day. How many people are recognizing what I'm telling you today? He changes your life. Your life does not stay the same. When you believe in Him, you don't be no longer that roller coaster up and down Christian. Now when you really learn to believe in Him, you walk with Him daily and it becomes your life. Are you hearing me? I mean, I could care less if I sleep on a dirt floor or if I sleep on a big bed. I have preferences. But you know what the truth is? That I am knowing in my life today, I am only happy when I'm serving Him. So whatever He wants, that's what I want to do. Are you getting it? So it says, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works I do, he will do also. And then he says, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. What's he telling you? That of course, in your lifetime, you are going to witness to more people. You're going to preach more gospel than he ever did. Why? Because he's gone and you're here. Amen? And that is the evidence of belief in your life. If you believe in God and you really know God, then your life is full of Him. And you can't help but spread Him in your life. Are you getting this? I'm talking about, I know you're sitting there wondering where I'm going. I'm talking about the path to fulfillment in your prayer life. I'm talking about when you pray, God listens and He gives those things that you ask. I'm talking about the total fulfillment of the communion between you and the living God. I'm talking about the one that is you and Him together forever, you and Christ. Amen? My wife, and I still don't get it sometimes, my wife thinks about what she wants and He gives it to her. Isn't that something? I sit there, it blows my mind sometimes. I sit there and I watch her and she'll just think something and God will send it to her. I'm telling you, she thought, I remember when I first met her at the ranch, we got all kinds of perfume in and she just goes, man, I wish that this kind of perfume was here. And she opened, it was a donation, right? And she opened another box and bang, there it was. And she goes, see? Do you get it? Because when you're in communion with God, He is intimate with you and you are intimate with Him and your thoughts are as one and the things that you want, He knows and He loves you and He gives them. We were moving into our new apartment upstairs, and I was just going to keep all the brown floors, right? Because it was easiest for me to just keep all the brown floors, and I was in a hurry. And she thought, oh, it would be nice to have a blue floor. So what happens is, my fine, wonderful individuals that were helping me broke the last of my tiles that were the right color, so I had to go out and buy all new tiles. And I was smoking. Oh, you wonderful people, you. I'm so blessed to have this challenge in my life. Amen? People challenge you all the time, whether you like it or not. And what happened was, I kind of knew that she didn't want that color, but I wasn't asking her because I know about her relationship. And I figured if she didn't speak it, I could get away with it. So you think I'm kidding, but I'm here telling you I'm serious. And what happened was, when the last tile was broke, I looked at her and I go, well, we got to go to Home Depot, honey. Why? They broke the last of the brown tile. And she goes, is that right? I go, yeah. She goes, well, you know, I was thinking I'd rather have blue tile anyway. And to this day, I'm here telling you that I believe in all my heart that indeed God and her are like one. And He pets her in ways He ain't never even touched me yet. Are you hearing me? And I'm not jealous. I just sit there in amazement. But that's how real God really is. And that's how real God can be in your life. And you got to get to that point where you disconnect from what you see and you connect to who you cannot see. Amen? And that is the fact of a prayer life that brings you to that level. Right? I'm just telling you. Let's go on. So it says that the works that I have done, you will do also. Why? Because He is your Father. And if you've had a father or not, that role model, if you notice, if you watch a dad, how many people have been in the neighborhood? And you watch a dad with his son, man, pimping or whatever, you know, walking down the road like that. You look behind him and you look at the son and look right behind him and what's he doing? He's doing whatever dad's doing. Amen? And that's the way people learn. And if God is your Father and you really love Him, you're going to imitate those things that are of Him. Amen? And that's all part of getting closer to God and the fulfillment of your prayer life. You become one. Your dad knows what you need. You go up and you go, "Hey, Dad!" And he goes, "Yes, son!" And then he gets it for you. Amen? That's part of your prayer life. Is that relationship must be part of your prayer life. Right? So it says in 13, it says, "And whatever you ask in My name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." That's a promise. Amen? You're doing the work. You're doing the works that He did, and you're doing more of them. And the next thing He says is that whatever you ask in My name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. That's a promise. He's promising you that these things will come to pass. And then He repeats it. If you ask anything in My name, I will do it. God is waiting for you to ask Him. God is waiting for you to talk to Him. God is waiting for you to get intimate with Him. Do you understand? That is something that you must get in your life. It is that intimacy of relationship that brings a reward in prayer. And that intimacy comes when you submit yourself wholly unto God. Amen? All right. Now it says, if you love Me, keep My commandments. If you really love Me, I am not a legalist. I think that you can break a few commandments and get to heaven. Because of a loving God. Amen? The name of this Bible study today is the path to fulfillment in your prayer life. I'm going to tell you, step number 5 is you must keep the commandments. Amen? Well, Dominic, you're a legalist. No, I'm a realist. Let me ask you, if you've had parents, how is the best way to get reward from dad or mom? By going up there and spitting in their face or loving on them? Come on now. What's the best way to get a reward for mom or dad? By spitting in their face? Tell them, "I don't care what you want." Huh? Or loving on them. "Well, Dad, you sure look good today." "Yeah. Man, you look younger every day, Dad." "Yeah, I mean, you look more spry today than you ever did in your life." "Oh, yes, son, I know. Thank you. Hey, by the way, Dad." "Yes, son." "Can I have $20 to go to the movies?" "Oh, of course, son. And have a good time." Are you hearing me? And daughters, man, I'm telling you. That's a whole nother story. But are you getting it? Are you understanding what I'm saying? You see, that relationship and that loving on God and that loving God and living for God is part of your path. Right? If you live like hell, break every commandment there is, and then go up to them and ask them for a Rolls Royce or something, I don't see much future in your request. I see a spanking. But I don't really see much of a future. Amen? And this is much you must maintain. So He says, if you love Me, keep My commandments. So first you got to love Him, serve Him, seek first Him, believe in Him, keep His commandments. Amen? Right? And it says, and when you do this, and I will pray the Father, and He will give you another Helper, that He may abide with you forever. Now He's going to bless you with the person of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. I ain't talking about praying in tongues. I ain't talking about that. Man, that's, you know, I mean, yeah, okay, that's wonderful. I'm talking about an infilling to overflowing with His presence. I'm talking about that you are sitting there and He's going to talk to you and you're going to know what He's saying and He's going to drive your car and you're in it and you're going. Are you hearing me? And this is how you're getting there. Now let me go on here. Let me go on. My next verse I want to read to you is going to be John 14:23. Amen? John 14:23. And it says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. Now this is a definition by God. What does that mean? You're going to listen to His word. Amen? It's going to be part of your life. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. You see, this is again, I'm telling you, it is the fullness of God in your life now. Now you're walking in the fullness of God in your life. Now you're walking in the fullness of God in your life. Why? Because all these things are now part of your life. You and Him are now tight. You're one. Amen? If you're a rebel all the time, you're only going to get so close to God. Right? For rebellion is as witchcraft. And witches and people who act like witches just ain't going to get that close to God. Are you hearing me? And if you ain't going to get that close to God, then your prayer life is not going to be quite what it should be. Are you hearing me here today? Are you learning anything? I want you to get it, man. I want you to get it all. I want you to walk in the glory of God. I want you to see Him in your life. I want you to lay hands on the sick and watch them get well. I want you to touch the ears of the deaf and bang, they hear. I want you to walk in the glory of God. I want you to walk in the abundant life of God. I don't want to watch you walk in the mediocrity of the Christian nation as a general. I want you to walk in the fullness of Christ in your life. I'm showing you the path. The prayer life has got to be a big part of it. It's that communion with God. Okay, the next verse I'm going is John 15:7. Now this is Jesus speaking. All this is Jesus. Nobody can argue with the words of Jesus. Jesus is the man. Amen? I'm not even in the epistles. I'm giving you the promises. I'm telling you how to arrive at them. How? By the teachings that Jesus left. These are teachings that Jesus left for you. You got to get this, people. You got to listen when Jesus speaks. You got to listen and obey Him because that is the key to your abundant life. Amen? In 15:7 it says, if you abide in me. Now I just got done showing you right here how you get to abide. All this equals abiding. Amen? All these five things get you to the place where you're abiding in God and He is abiding in you. Are you getting this? This is how you get there. See, if it sounds like I'm angry, I'm mad that people won't get that close to God so they can walk in His glory. I'm mad because of the half-stepping that keeps you out of that glory. I'm mad because you don't understand what you're missing. Amen? It's all part of the life that He promised you. It says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, that the word is their authority, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. How many people want their prayers answered? Well, doggone it, listen and get it inside your spirit and operate in that place where God would have you to get so you can live in it. There's no reason why you got to wonder if your prayer is going to be answered or not. I am showing you a path that Jesus says, I guarantee you, your prayers will be answered. Whatever you want. Ask whatever you want. You can have it. That's awesome. And He's God and He can give you everything. Are you getting this? Are you getting, how many people want to really get their prayers answered? I'm telling you, this is the place, these five steps. This is the end of the prayer series. I am telling you how to get to that place where your prayers can be answered. Amen? I don't listen to what people say. I listen to what Jesus says. Amen? Okay, so here we are. If you are abiding in the Word, He says, I guarantee you, you will ask whatever you want, and you're going to have it, honey. It's going to be there. Amen? All right, let's go on from there. Let's go to John chapter 16. You notice I'm staying in John pretty solid here, right? 19 through 28. You got to get the whole thing now. I want you to get the whole thing. How many people want the whole thing? I want to give you the whole thing, man. I want you to get the whole thing. I want you to get so full that you puff up and you have a hard time digesting it, but hold it in. Hold it in. You know what I mean? Keep it there. Walk in it. You know what I mean? Hold it in. It says, now Jesus knew that they desired what they desired to ask Him, and He said to them, John 16, verse 19, are you inquiring among yourselves about what I said? A little while and you will not see Me, and again a little while and you will see Me. Most assuredly I say to you that you will weep and you will lament, but the world will rejoice and you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. I want you to circle verse 21. Don't be, I don't care what you got. You better get this, man. If you don't get this, shame on you. I mean that. The Word of God is so powerful, man. The Word, if you just would take it in. It says, a woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. Amen? Amen. What that means is no woman wants to have a baby through childbirth, but they want to have the baby. And I'm here telling you today that that learning process that you are in today is giving birth to the baby of the person and the entity that will walk in the glory of God if you will do the things that it takes to get to where He wants you to go, because you take the steps that go through the steps, the workshops that He has called you to go through to get to His glory. You ain't going to get these things just by asking. You've got to go through the workshops that He's going to assign to get them. You're pregnant. Say, I'm pregnant. You get it? You are travailing in this learning period of time in your life. You understand? You are travailing. You are learning. It hurts. It's painful. You don't like it. You don't want it. But when He comes, glory! You get it? You got to get it. I'm just trying to tell you something. I want to impart this to you. I want you to walk in it. I want you to understand that you ain't getting it by just talking about it. You got to go through it. You ain't getting no stinking baby without getting pregnant. Amen? I don't care. You ain't getting one. And if you want to get the new creation of Christ, then you got to be pregnant and you got to go through the birthing pains, which is what you're doing today. And when it happens, glory is going to come into your life. Are you hearing me here today? I almost preached myself excited just a few minutes ago. I had to wait till I got down here, though. Amen?
Amen.
It says, therefore, you now have sorrow. Right now, nobody likes me. They don't like what I got to say. I'm the guy walking around saying, forget it. No, that's stupid thinking there. Shut up. Go away. Do this, do that. Everybody's mad at me. Why? Because your stinking thinking is killing you. And I'm the guy telling you, you're full of stuff. Amen? And you don't like it. But I'm telling you, you see, that when the birth comes, you're going to get it. And you're going to understand it. And you're going to understand why you had to go through it. But there ain't no easy way. If you want to walk in that glory, you got to go down the path. Amen? And without going down the path, you are not going to walk in that glory. There are many Christians that will never see their major prayers answered because they will not live the sacrificial life that God has called them to live. They will not live for God. They will not act for God. They will not listen to God. And they will quench the fire of the Holy Spirit in their life because of what they want to do. Quiet. 1 minute you're all happy, and next minute, ooh. Are you getting this? Are you getting this? So it says, therefore you now have sorrow, but I will see you again and your heart will rejoice and your joy no one will take from you. Amen? That means the joy is coming. But it's after the birth. Amen? The birth of what? The new creation! The abundant life! The dying in order to live! The sacrifice! The receiving of and accepting your place in God's historical person, the family. Amen? And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, He will give you. Amen? Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask. And you will receive that your joy may be full. God wants your joy full. You can't take my happiness away from me. You ain't got that kind of power. If everybody else ran away, I'm going to stay here and serve the Lord. Why? Because I went through. I had me a baby. It's me. I'm 8.5 years old. How are you doing today? Amen. In that day you will ask my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came forth from God. I came forth from the Father, and have come into the world, again to leave and go home to the Father. Amen. Now let me tell you the rest of the story, and I'm almost done. Galatians 6:9. Now I'm going to use just a couple epistles here, because I know they just come together right here. Galatians 6:9 says, and let us not grow weary while doing good, while you're going through. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Amen? Are you getting this? You got to go through. You got to go all the way through. You can't quit and run. Amen? I told you before, when you're over there praying, you beat on that door. You stay there until you get that answer. Amen? I'm just telling you, I live it in my life. Everything, my wife used to sit there and give me a hard time sometimes because wives are like that. I think it's their God-given right. I'm not sure. Seems like it. And after a while, she found out whatever I professed came to pass. Why? Because I cheat. I pray in accordance with the will of the Father. And when you pray in accordance with the will of the Father, you're in! Amen. And it says right here, it says in 5:16 of James. 5:16 of James. It says, confess your trespasses to one another. Amen. What does that mean? When you blow it, you confess it. You don't hide nothing. You just say, man, I blew it. Right? And pray for one another. You guys are blowing it by not praying for one another. Amen? Because it says that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man, one in right relationship with God, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, availeth much. That's the whole thing. You get it? That's the whole thing. That's the whole trick to getting your prayers answered. That's the whole trick to leading a righteous life. That's the whole trick to everything you need to know. I'm here to tell you, I broke it down. I gave you a series of four. I have showed you how to have that prayer in your life. You notice I didn't talk about speaking in tongues because I got as many tongue talkers in here that have fallen into sin as people that never spoke in tongues. That ain't the power of God. The power of God comes through those five things when you decide to get filled and become one and walk in His glory and do His work. That's when you walk in power. I'm so sick of people telling me about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you something. You can be baptized, speak in tongues, and still be a stinker the next day. I ain't listening to none of that crap. I've been around too long. I live at church. Are you hearing me? But if you will love Him with all your heart, body, soul, mind, and strength, amen? If you will serve Him daily, no matter what your plans are, you change them. If you will make Him first in your life, if you will believe in Him as a person of the living God, and believe in Him means you will act in accordance with what He wants you to do, and then keep His stinking commandments because they're good for you, whether you like them or not, then you will be free abiding in Him and the Father, and whatever you even think about, He's going to give you. Do you get it?
Yeah.
Now do it. Father, I love You, God, and today I just ask, Lord, that You touch them, fill them full of Your Spirit, God. Let them walk in Your glory this day. I thank You, God, because Your Holy Spirit is so good. Right now, make them all warriors for You, God. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone said,
Amen.
Amen.